Whether it's shutting down airports with drones or attacks on infrastructure, Russia's hybrid warfare against Europe has increased sharply since the country's full-scale invasion of Ukraine 4 years ago. Military experts say Russia is operating in a gray zone to undermine support for Ukraine. And as NPR's Rob Schmitz reports, the attacks throughout Europe are becoming more dangerous.
When I ask him to take me to the latest Russian act of sabotage on Polish soil, police officer Piotr Pokorski leads me through the snow across a frozen farm field, through a thatch of dead cattails, and across a frozen creek before he stops underneath an embankment and points. Above us, a foot-long section of railroad track catches the frozen sunlight, reflecting a bronze-colored sheen. The explosion happened here, he says, and this section of track was damaged, but not significant enough to derail the trains along this track. A train engineer noticed it just in time to stop his train, and then he reported it to us. Fortunately, nobody was injured. Thousands of people ride on passenger trains along this line every day. And so does military aid traveling from Warsaw to Ukraine. In the days following the November attack, Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk said the country's security services identified two Ukrainian suspects believed to be hired by Russia. Tusk said they escaped to neighboring Belarus immediately after the attack. Poland Internal Security Agency spokesman Jacek Dobrzyński. The choice of the attack site, says Dobrzyński, was not accidental. It was on a viaduct right before a curve in the track. Had they succeeded in destroying the track, the consequences would have been serious. Dozens of people could have been killed. Dobrzyński says he sees the attack as a test. The Russians want to see how much they can get away with, he says, what the Polish response will be, how the media reacts, how our security services react, and what evidence we uncover. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov responded that Russia is being blamed for what he called all manifestations of hybrid warfare in Poland, adding that Russophobia is flourishing there. Dobrzyński says what is flourishing are Russian attacks. His office tracks dozens of attempts each day to test the country's electric, transportation, and digital infrastructure. He says before Russia's war in Ukraine, the attacks were conducted by agents trained by Russia. But in the past few years, the attacks have been waged by what he calls disposable agents. They recruit these disposables through the messaging app Telegram, Dobrzyński says, and they pay them a little money to do small things at first, like observing rail routes and reporting back to them, or they spray paint anti-EU graffiti in the city, things like that. And if they're good at it, then they'll ask them to do more serious things, like setting fires to buildings. That's how, he says, the Russians recruited a 27-year-old man from Colombia who was arrested last summer for setting fires to two construction supply depots. Dobrzyński says Russian agents taught the man to make incendiary devices and had him film the fires he set for broadcast on Russian state television, where it falsely reported that the fires were set to military depots filled with aid for Ukraine.
My sense is that these attacks are getting more visible because Russia is really trying to influence the general population in European countries.
Ulrika Franka is a security expert at the European Council on Foreign Relations.
The logic being that, you know, if the population gets scared and feels like their own security services, police, etc., isn't able to counteract these attacks, they may push for a more conciliatory stance towards Russia and maybe become less supportive of Ukraine in their defense efforts.
Franka says Russia has scaled up its hybrid attacks on Western Europe, too, with its army of drones. German news was peppered with drone sightings at airports throughout Germany last autumn, leading to hundreds of canceled flights. Franka says Russia's scaled up its hybrid attacks on Europe because the Kremlin wants to send a signal to Europeans that their governments are not able to counter such attacks. But at what point will Europe strike back? I asked Franka about the attack on Poland's railway. What if the attack would have succeeded? A passenger train was derailed and dozens were killed.
This is incredibly difficult. I mean, the moment people get killed and it becomes clear that that is linked to Russia, we may be entering Article 5 territory, meaning that, you know, NATO's mutual defense clause might come into action. Of course, this never means any kind of automatic military reaction, but it would be quite a strong signal.
So far, NATO has yet to invoke Article 5. The attack on one is an attack on all clause. But Franka says that with every hybrid attack, Russia is getting closer to forcing Europe and NATO to consider a military response. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Poland.